My name is Zach Klug. I'm 16 years old. Today's date is June 2nd. I'm speaking with James Klug, who is my father. We are recording in Reno, Nevada. Today we are talking about conflicts in the Middle East. And the first question I have for you is, what is your opinion on the conflicts between Palestine and Israel?
My opinion would be that it's a very complicated issue. It's not one that can be easily handled. Those two cultures, I should say, have been fighting for a very long time. One's been there for a very long time. The other one moved into that area and are fighting for their right to be a nation.
All right. Do you think the United States government has helped or worsened the conflict in any way? Why?
The one between Palestinians and Israels, Israelites, I guess you should say.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody in the Western world can actually help the Middle Eastern cultures over there. They've been doing battle with each other for many years. Essentially, I've had experiences in Iraq, and when you have two cultures over there, that have been fighting for that long, there is no real easy way to settle things. You can have villages 200, 300 meters apart that have been fighting for 1,000 years, and that's just what they do. Between these two countries, it's going to be very difficult because you have two completely different cultures that are trying to intermix so closely. Between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, you have the Palestinians fighting for the right for survival, kind of caught with Israel's might of military force. They've had that force for a long time since the U.S. has backed them up, and I'm pretty sure the Palestinians probably would have overtaken Israel a long time ago without U.S. support. So it's
in a way they've prolonged it.
I think what they've done is given Israel a fighting chance, but then again, were we right to step in? Israel, obviously Jews went through a real bad issue in World War II, were genocide, and they were killed by the millions. And this is just their one area to claim home. So it's a very difficult situation.
Okay. Did the United Nations make the right choice by helping the Jewish community go back into Israel in Arabian territory?
That's also a great question, because Jews come from all over the place. I mean, you had Polish Jews, European Jews. I mean, between World War II, they had actually spread off pretty in a fair amount of area. American Jews, they're all over the place. And so they've thrived. But everybody needs to have a home in which they've come from. Myself is I'm German and Irish. My grandfather was very German, and I believe that it would be my ethnic home. So everybody wants to have that, and Israel's fighting for that slice of the pie that's not really that big, but it's their slice. They've been persecuted for, you know, since they've been here, you know, back from Egyptian times and all the way till now. It's been a struggle for them, and I think without the United Nations and without the United States, there wouldn't be an Israel.
So you're saying that after all of this, the Jews are just looking for that one place each and every single one of them can call home, where they can all come back to?
Well, that's where their history is. And nobody wants to see that removed from the earth. Nobody wants to see that obliterated. I know that if they were to fall under any other rule over there, most Arab nations have a hard time proclaiming them to be people. I know that those are the Hamas that are over there right now that are running with Palestinians, considered a terrorist group. They constantly try to engage Israel army and a major conflict over there. The Middle East is just really unsettled. And so this just kind of fits right in with the narrative over there that it's usually ruled with an iron fist. And that's where I'm saying is where Israel has embraced a democracy, but they also have many dictatorships or, I guess, pieced together democracies around them. And And so it's just a very unique situation. But I believe the United Nations did what they felt was right by getting them back into Israel.
Could the United Nations have taken steps to prevent this whole civil war conflict from happening?
I think the only way that this would have been sidestepped would have been to have clear boundaries drawn by the United Nations, and that wasn't done. Essentially, they were pushing this area. Wars broke out, small partial areas. The Gaza Strip is a very, very small part. Egypt actually had control of it for a while. The West Bank, Jordan actually had control over it for a long time as well, until Israel went in there and trying to broaden their borders. And they did what every other nation has done, is be able to seek land that they thought was theirs. Whether they were right or not, it is hard to say, because based on their beliefs and what they believe in and what they're doing for their people, they were. It's a very, again, a very difficult situation with that.
Okay, speaking of neighboring countries, back in that time period, all those countries were very Muslim, or heavy religious beliefs in Muslim, and they also had a very Arabic population. Do you think it was the smartest choice to push the Jewish community into the center of all those Muslim and Arabian areas?
I don't know what the strategic reason behind it was. I know that based off of Bible literature, Jerusalem was supposed to be the birthplace of the Bible.
Well, Jerusalem is also the holy land for both religions.
I agree. So again, we're basing everything off of a religious war, which, if you look back in history,
is very common in that area.
It was common all over the world. I mean, the Christians themselves had the Crusades and slaughtered millions of people, at least hundreds of thousands of people, that if they didn't return to their faith. And you had the church, who had the most, more, even more powerful than kings. So based off religion, people are very, very deeply rooted in their religion and are willing to die for it on a daily basis. I think us as Americans have a very hard time understanding that, because we don't hold religion as sacred as that. Where we have what we call fanatics or people...
Well, we have religious people, but we also have that very diverse culture.
But we have rules and regulations that are separate of church and state, whereas no other place in the country, in the world, has that.
Or had it until a later period.
Well, even still, Israel still has their laws governed by their religious faith very deeply. So you can have a civilized world or civilized country that still base their own rules off of their religion. And if you have that, then you're willing to die for it. And we look at it as Westerners, or just in American culture, as extraordinary. Whereas here, our rules of religious and the government are supposed to be separated. So our laws are not governed by God, or by whoever you believe in here. They're governed by the citizens who come up and form the branches of government, and then we vote for those. They don't do that over there. They're brought in, they've had their laws for a very long time. They may have small amendments, but basically everything's based off of their religion. So it's going to be a very difficult thing over there for anything to happen over there, because their religion has been their lifeblood for millennia.
Since the beginning, could the American government by themselves have done something to prevent or lessen this conflict?
I don't think it's going to be, would have ever been prevented. I believe that by trying to do the right thing with Israel, we probably have intensified it.
By supplying them with
When you have one major power supplying not only arms and supplies, technical data, it's money. I mean, we do send millions or even billions of dollars in for defense aid. And then you have other superpowers that supply others. It's the same thing that Vietnam was, same thing with the Cold War. Cold War wasn't so much a war, but was more of
it was more of an indirect.
Whose chest was bigger between the USSR and the American people, or American country.
But that still plays into the fact of one superpower supporting one side and the other.
Correct, correct. And you're still going to have that even back in, there were many different skirmishes that literally were puppet wars between USSR and America. I'm not even going to say this is so much one now. We've been backing Israel for quite some time. But had we not gotten involved with Israel, it's probably a good chance that there would be no conflict because Israel probably would have been wiped out.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. That's about it. Thank you for answering my questions and being interviewed.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
You too.
Is that okay?
Yeah.